Here we are making our way through the book of Exodus. Right now we're in chapter 25, and we're talking about these different aspects of the tabernacle. And it's sort of interesting. Before God wanted to talk about the structure of the tabernacle, which was a tent, he talked about the furnishings inside of it. So it's not until chapter 26 that he talks about actually building the tent itself with its makeups and coverings and all that frame and covering. But now we've talked about the Ark of the Covenant. We've talked about the table of showbread. The third item we have to look at right now is this golden lampstand. Beginning now, Exodus chapter 25, starting at verse 31.
It says, verse 31, "You shall also make a lampstand of pure gold. The lampstand shall be of hammered work. Its shaft, its branches, its bowls, its ornamental knobs, and flowers shall be of one piece. And six branches shall come out of its sides, three branches of the lampstand out of one side, and three branches of the lampstand out of the other side. Three bowls shall be made like almond blossoms on one branch, with an ornamental knob and a flower. And three bowls made like almond blossoms on the other branch, with an ornamental knob and a flower. And so for the six branches that come out of the lampstand. On the lampstand itself, four bowls shall be made like almond blossoms, each with its ornamental knob and flower. There shall be a knob under the first two branches of the same, a knob under the second two branches of the same, and a knob under the third two branches of the same, according to the six branches that extend from the lampstand. Their knobs and their branches shall be one piece. All of it shall be one hammered piece of pure gold."
All right, well, that makes it entirely clear, doesn't it? Exactly what we're talking about.
Picture it easy.
A lot of knobs and blossoms.
You read that and you get a little bit confused, don't
totally.
You? Okay, but let's remember something. Was this all they had to go on, this depiction?
No. I mean, what we saw at the beginning of the chapter is that God had given Moses a vision of what this tabernacle and the furnishings were to look like.
Right, the critical words there in chapter 24 of "all that I show you." It wasn't just a verbal description that God gave to Moses for these things. He did give him a verbal description, but also he showed him something. And I'm positive that when Moses saw the vision of what it was to be connected with this verbal description, there was no mystery to Moses whatsoever.
Right.
And so we actually have it pretty easy to depict, at least in rough measure, the almond blossoms and those knobs. We don't know exactly what they look like, but we have sort of a depiction to show our viewers what that looked like in that context.
And which is the menorah, right? The modern-day menorah we would think
about. The menorah, that's right. That thing that is, in many ways, a symbol for the nation of Israel. You would say the nation of Israel has these two symbols, the Star of David and this menorah, this picture of it. And this, again, is something that we have some historical certainty with, because if you go back to the Arch of Titus, you have a pretty good representation of this carved on this ancient Arch of Titus. You know, you can see them carrying it as a spoil from Jerusalem when Jerusalem fell in 70 AD. So, make this lampstand. What was the material that was to be made out of?
Pure gold.
All the way.
That's a lot of gold. I think I read somewhere that it was 75 pounds or something like that of pure gold. That's awfully impressive.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you another question. Is this a candlestick?
No, it's a lamp stand.
Okay, in other words, you build this seven-branched thing, and what was to be placed upon each branch?
Oil.
Well, was it? Yeah,
no,
is it
I'm
oil?
Going to correct you on that.
Is it
not
lamp?
An oil lamp was to be placed upon each one.
So these were holders of the lamp.
Yeah, they were almost like platforms. Yeah, there was some kind of platform or arrangement where the lamp would stand on top.
It went up into a reservoir of oil.
No, not exactly. Matter of fact, if you look starting now, read starting at verse 37 through 40, and this will kind of give you the idea of it.
It says, "You shall make seven lamps for it, and they shall arrange its lamps so that they give light in front of it. And its wick trimmers and their trays shall be of pure gold. It shall be made of a talent of pure gold with all its utensils, all these utensils. And see to it that you make them according to the pattern which was shown you on the mountain."
Reminder, which was shown you on the mountain.
Wow.
And so here, Moses didn't have any questions about how this should be built. And they built it according to that structure.
Interesting, yeah. So it's like a shelf. It's basically like a shelving system to put lamps upon.
Well, yeah, except it's possible that the lamps were built into the top. That's how most people consider. But the top were to be individual oil lamps that had to be tended continually. I mean, every day, maybe a few times a day, the priest would have to go in there and make sure that the lamps were filled with oil, and to make sure as well that the wicks, you know, were trimmed right and that they weren't giving off a lot of soot and a lot of smoke, so it burned fairly clean. Now, I find something interesting. So in the tabernacle, and if we think about the vision of the tabernacle and looking down again from the top, you go into the tabernacle, you got the table of showbread on the right. In front of you, you've got the altar of incense. And then on your left, you've got this
lampstand.
This lampstand, which, by the way, was the only light in the tabernacle. Tabernacle must have been pretty dark. Right? No source of light in there, except when you move back the flap as an entrance to get in there. This is the source of light in there. Seven lamps in the throne room of God. Do you realize what it says in Revelation chapter 4, verse 5?
It says seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God.
Wow. Okay, there's a lot of that. This pictures to us because lamps and light is a really big picture.
Yeah.
It's the Word of God. It's Jesus himself. But the Bible speaks specifically of seven lamps representing the Spirit of God represented there in the throne room, so to speak, of God in heaven. And that's sort of what this lampstand represents, as well as Jesus being the light of the world, we being the light of the world. It's an important and essential picture here.
So why do you think that's one of the reasons why the Jewish nation kind of, I mean, you know, the menorah became such a prominent symbol, if you will. You know, I mean, I feel like I remember going to my friends' houses that they always had a menorah somewhere. They were Jewish. And it's funny they would choose that as opposed to, like, let's take the showbread as our kind of emblem, you know? Or
well, yeah, there's a few reasons for it. It's connected with the miracle of Hanukkah, which, by the way, a Hanukkah menorah is different than this menorah. It has more branches. So that's a little, but it's on the same basic idea or motif. But a lot of it was the sense that the Jewish people had that God had called them to be a light, a light in this world, in a very dark world. And so that became sort of an abiding symbol of the Jewish people going back for centuries upon centuries. And so here they are there. You've got the lampstand there in the tabernacle. It would speak to them of light. It would speak to them of the work of Jesus, of the presence of the Holy Spirit. But it had to be maintained. Now, here's a little quiz for you guys. Later on in the book of Zechariah, there's a vision of of olive trees connected directly to this lampstand. Do you guys remember anything about that vision?
Yeah, a little vaguely. Yeah, I am remembering.
No, I don't remember.
All right, well, come on. Let me clear. He has this vision of the olive trees, okay, because the oil for this would be from olives, okay? But the vision, you see olive trees with like pipes running straight from the olive trees to the lampstands, and it's sort of a divine symbolic picture of being fed continually right from the olive tree. And then God says this, it's like the work of my Spirit. It'll be not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Those lampstands in the tabernacle or later on in the temple had to be maintained every day by the priests. This is what God says, I want to have a continual supply in the life of my people, and that's what I'll give them under the new covenant.
The Holy Spirit,
because oil is a picture of the Holy Spirit consistently in the scriptures. So it's a good little exhortation for our viewers to think about this. You know, yes, it's good for God to fill us, but how much more to have this idea of a continual supply of the Spirit of God in our life, just as was given to Zechariah in that great vision of the lampstands.
Oh, that's beautiful.
All right, let's take a break here. We will pick it up the very next time. Next time, talking about the structure of the tabernacle, the tent itself. And there's some interesting stuff in there.